This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The left's attempt to shut down and just demonize conservatives in this country is ramping up again. This time, they're attacking African-American conservative commentator Candace Owens for taking on Black Lives Matter protesters during an event at UCLA. Take a look.
What is happening right now in the black community, you're going to hear it in this room first. There's an ideological civil war happening. Black people that are focused on their past and shouting about slavery, and black people that are focused on their futures. Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents didn't. It's embarrassing that you utilize their history. You utilize their history, and you come in here with more emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. More emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. It's embarrassing. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged Americans.
And on Saturday, Kanye West praised Owens on Twitter, and he wrote this quote, "I love the way Candace Owens thinks, but not everyone of Owens is a fan with compliments and support Kanye West support." Look at what Tom Arnold went on, a sexist, brutal, vicious, hateful, racist tirade on Twitter. Here's just some of what he tweeted. "Aside from being an insane alt-right race pimp, Candace Owens thinks Donald Trump is literally the Messiah, not you, at Kanye West, so you might want to reconsider." He also wrote, "At Real Candace, good luck glomming on to Kanye West. His family already told him you were a phony and a fraud, a former Democratic bad actress." But I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Candace now joins us here. You are a total star. I watched that tape. I am so impressed and so happy for you that you have this gift. But I am so sad for you also that you have to take on those vicious attacks like that.
Thank you so much, first of all, for the compliment. It means a lot coming from you. And let me tell you, do not be sad for me. This is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I intended to happen, because I knew exactly what I was going up against. When you go up against the left, this is what they do. They try to essentially say that you are not allowed to think differently. I say it all the time. Blacks are ideological slaves and pawns to the Democratic Party.
Try and invest in real estate. If you don't put your money under a mattress, believe me, I know what you mean. It's not the same, though. How I watched Kanye West, I was so happy that he did that, because that's what I always thought. Everybody should embrace this freedom. Why do so many have a problem with this?
It's not a problem with it. You have to think about what the left has done successfully. They've hijacked our education. They've hijacked our families via LBJ and the Great Society Act, taking away black fathers so that black youth would start to look at hip-hop culture and NBA and NFL athletes for the right direction. This is why they are constantly utilizing Hollywood, and there's developed this underground system of conservative thinkers in Hollywood for fear of losing their jobs. Kanye West is just the first person that's brave enough to come out swinging against them and saying that he has a right to think according to how he would like to.
You know, what she had to say, certainly, this has caused, you know, if there's any narrative, any counter narrative or confrontation to the theology of the left, boy, I'll tell you, the wagon circled very quickly, whether it's Candace Owens or other black leaders of a conservative mindset. And what are they looking out for? But I believe they're looking out for things that are consistent and that are, you know, that connect with the ideals of Martin Luther King. And that is looking for the higher calling of each individual, regardless of the color of their skin. It's like, don't you realize that you're in a trap? You're getting caught up in this narrative that in a sense is a false narrative. And she's calling people out, just saying, hey, look, at you were not there. This isn't your fight. There is so much more that has been gained and for you to appreciate if you can only see it, right?
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Robert Waples here. He is the author of Pope Francis and the Caring Society. He writes in a recent op-ed that the Pope questions the existence of hell. An atheist journalist has reported that Pope Francis questions the very existence of hell. If Francis actually holds this heretical position, he must resign from the papacy. Francis needs to clearly and emphatically reiterate church dogma, just as he has spoken clearly and emphatically on so many eternal issues and issues of our times. Robert Waples, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, this is something that reverberated among people of faith. Catholics a bit confused. What's going on here?
And so that's the problem. We don't quite know what's going on here, right? So we have the Pope being interviewed by this, I guess, friend of his who's done a number of interviews.
Right.
Where he doesn't take notes,
yeah.
And he doesn't record, and then he reports that the Pope says this. And I guess this has happened before where he reported some things that maybe are a little bit out of line.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the Vatican had to say, no, the Pope didn't say that. The Pope didn't mean that. And I guess to me, what I would have done in that situation, not that I'd ever be Pope, but it's not just have the Vatican say no, but emphatically say the next day or,
Right. This took a while.
All the time.
Yeah, this took a while,
church
right?
Church teaching is.
Right.
Hell is a real thing. Don't listen to people who say that it's not. Your life depends on you understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that Francis didn't just emphatically say that, like he speaks emphatically on so many other things, and so clearly on so many other things, just baffles me.
Is he too compassionate at times?
And so it's really hard to be too compassionate, but I guess.
Well, but I'm saying here he is.
Right.
This is an 80
tough love of a parent, and then
yeah.
compassionate God, and you need some tough love mixed
right.
in, right? Because you need it. You need your kids to grow up, and you can't coddle them, or who knows what they'll turn into, right? You need to
right.
tell people the truth.
Exactly. Well, when you are the Pope, you've got to do things that are consistent with that office. People look to you as the figurehead of the faith, and here it is. Okay, so you have obviously they have some relationship. Maybe he's thinking somewhere down the road he's going to convert this atheist through some lifestyle evangelism or whatever. This atheist journalist who has known the Pope for a while. I think he's 83 years old, and as you say, doesn't take notes. You know, and but he's an atheist. That's his worldview, and that's what he brings to the conversation. Well, of course, you would think an atheist would love to hear that there's no hell because he gets out of jail, right?
Mm. So I'm actually a former atheist, and I converted to became a Catholic 22 years ago, and the baptism that I received was just an immense outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray for all other atheists that they experience the same thing, including Eugenio Scalfari, who's 93.
93,
It's such good news to hear that heaven exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there's also this hell thing that exists. And you might think of it, that's bad news, but it turns out, I like the way I heard one theologian put it, right? Hell is God's way of taking us seriously. And he takes us so seriously that he sent his only begotten Son to atone for our sins so that we wouldn't end up there and that, you know, we could have this eternal life with him. Mm-hmm. And so to just not, to pretend, this is a heresy called annihilationism that says that there's no hell, that we'll just kind of fade away into nothingness, mm-hmm. nihilism, right?
Right.
It's just so contrary to all Christian teaching from the start. And so there's no way the Pope can hold this position. I don't know what he said in the interview to indicate this, but mm-hmm. it's so important that he reiterate, because people are getting these mixed messages. And I think we've even seen a trend where attendance at Catholic Mass has dropped in the last few years, and it hasn't been dropping in the United States for people who go into Protestant churches. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some commentators say that maybe this is a Pope Francis effect in that some people misread him as saying that these sins aren't sins, including Sunday is a holy day of obligation in the Catholic Church. You need to go to Mass,
right.
Remember the Sabbath, and keep it holy, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
So
exactly.
Some people are just misreading the Pope because he's not being clear enough on these things by mm-hmm. saying, oh, well, that's not a sin. No problem, me not going to church. No, that's not a sin. I guess I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, clarity. That's what we want here, clarity.
Right, and there's been, some confusion, and some of this, getting back to this particular issue here, is that I was surprised and shocked, as you were, about the delay and why the Pope, the Pope is taking to Twitter now. I think he's following Donald Trump's lead a little bit and utilizing Twitter. But he could have responded a lot quicker. It was almost like they had to, maybe go through an assembly of cardinals there to say, okay, what did he say? How do we say that, kind of deal? And it's just, maybe by committee this thing is being dragged out. But there, this seems to be recently, there was another, Peter Lawler, who had a commentary and written a book on Pope Francis. He was concerned about some of the conflicts that were stated in his latest teaching. And there seems to be a conflict regarding remarriage in the Catholic Church and the ability to presume taking the Holy Eucharist. And there's still a lack of clarity. And when some of the cardinals have asked for clarity, they're now being challenged as if they're apostates because they're asking the question, which is, I think, needed. Because, saying, well, what are you telling us? Are you telling us it's okay or that it's not okay? They're confused. And I think it's an easy question to ask, but I guess maybe a harder question to answer.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing that you can have in a religion, is a lack of clarity and confusion, because there's so many competing claims about all of these things. And the answers to a lot of these questions aren't obvious. That's why we needed divine revelation about them, right?
Right, right.
So those revelations cannot then be dismissed, as some people are saying, that this, I guess, it's a footnote in Amoris Laetitia, suggesting that the traditional teaching on adultery needs to be, changed in some way.
Right. Well, and again, this is where I question, is he being overly sympathetic? and it, with his heart. And I can, I get, you know, I'm just trying to understand where the Pope might be coming from, because as he came on, as you recall, when he first took over and became Pope, boy, there was a lot of enthusiasm for him and a lot of hope. And then now it's like waning here. And as you suggest, you know, we're seeing the effects in the pews of Catholic churches across not only this country, but around the world. We're talking with Robert Wable. Stay with us. We've got more from him. He is the author of the book Pope Francis and the Caring Society, right here on Bill Martinez Live. 15 after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez, live. Hey, we're back with 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to stand corrected here. I may have miscommunicated Phil Lawler's name, author of the book about the Pope, Lost Shepherd, that I made reference to earlier. Our conversation now continues with Robert Waples. He's the author of Pope Francis and the Caring Society. I want to talk about the book specifically, but to kind of put a bow around our earlier segment here, Robert, if you would. Did the Pope finally clarify that there is a hell? I mean, because in the midst of all this confusion, I want people to understand that he did finally make a statement on this, did he not?
So I haven't seen every one of the statements he's made. I remember seeing somewhere he certainly reiterated about Satan and Satan being a real person. There may have been one about hell. I sure hope there was one.
Yes.
But what I missed was this, like, the immediate thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm with you on that.
The day before Easter, or you know, a couple mm-hmm. days before Easter, this
right.
thing came out.
Exactly.
That was a little, disappointing.
Well, to say the least. Well, Robert is a research fellow at the Independent Institute, co-editor and managing editor for the Independent Review, professor of economics at Wake Forest University, and book review editor, and former director for EH.net. Your book, Pope Francis and the Caring Society, what do you want people to take from this book?
Yeah, so this is an edited book, and I wrote the introduction. I brought together the participants to it, and I guess the main thing that we want people to take away is that the Pope has asked us to dialogue with him in his encyclical on the environment, the Laudato Si, on the care of our common home. He uses the word dialogue 20 times, and he definitely wants to discuss these economic and environmental issues. And so that's what we do in this book. And I guess the main point that we have is that it's easy for someone without a grounding in economics to misunderstand and underestimate the power of people working together individually and in groups in an economy mm-hmm. to solve some of the really important problems that we've always struggled with, problems of absolute poverty, problems of environmental degradation. And in fact, a free market economy has a very good track record of wiping out absolute poverty.
Right.
The World Bank often measures absolute poverty as those people who are living on less than like $1.90 a day. Mm-hmm. And we can't even imagine that in this country. But there's people all over the world. There's now less than a billion. And the numbers in that rank have fallen by a billion in just the last couple decades, especially in countries that have turned to market economies. Mm-hmm. Think about China. They say they're communist, but they're increasingly organizing their economy in a capitalist way. They used to be one of the poorest countries in the world. You know, I have a number of Chinese students, and their parents grew up, if they're roughly my same age, they grew up in one of the poorest countries in the world. And now China is a little bit above the world's average. How did they do that? They let people cooperate with each other and compete with each other in a market setting. And it just added value. It's not like it's a zero-sum game, which is something that many theologians have kind of assumed that that's the way an economy is. No, it's a win-win situation when we make these trades with each other. So we'd like to kind of fill in some of those blind spots that sometimes people have had on these, including on the environment. If you look around the world at environmental quality, what you'll see is that the richest countries, like the United States, have the highest environmental quality. Why? Because we can afford it. We are so rich that we can afford to take some of our resources and clean up messes that were made. We demand it, right? And we develop new technologies that will allow us to do that. There was a study in The Lancet about a year ago that estimated the percentage of people dying in each country from pollution of the atmosphere, water, the land itself. And if you look at that map around the world, it's the poorest countries that now have the highest levels of people dying because of environmental problems. The richer countries, we've solved this. And so the wealth we have unleashed has solved this problem and has allowed us to heal the environment in many ways.
Well, I agree with the Pope in terms of the dialogue. And dialogue is a two-way street. And we've got to get away from this political backbiting and this idea that maybe your idea trumps my idea as opposed to our ideas coming together and out of the two ideas coming, deriving something that is win-win for all concerned. But when the conversation is weaponized, it stops things. And it's unfortunate, as you say. I mean, we have enough empirical evidence and understanding of the process here in this country because we are a wealthy nation. We've gone through it. So why can't we be the tutors of these other third world countries and help them get through the process?
A lot of people have just copied us. So
yes, exactly. Right. Yep. And easily done. I mean, and they don't have to go through the learning curve expense that we went through to get there. We can help short circuit.
Catch up so rapidly
right.
once
exactly.
they kind of figure it out.
Yeah, I'm with
so,
you.
I think you're right. Dialogue is the key, and I think we should all, on all sides of the discussion, take each other as important voices and have respect for each other and care for each other, not dismiss each other and try to, oh, this guy, the Pope, maybe said this thing I don't agree with. He's a bad guy. Or the Pope, oh, these economists are saying things. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's interesting is the Pope, pontiffs have been doing this for a long time. They have prayer intentions every month, and they ask the faithful to pray for these matters. For this month, the Pope's prayer intention is for those who have responsibility in economic matters. He prays and asks us to pray that economists may have the courage to reject any economy of exclusion and to know how to open new paths.
Amen.
And so I think he's praying for us, and I know I pray for him all the time, and I see this as part of a broader dialogue.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd be in agreement with that prayer, and also with your prayer as well for the Pope and all our leaders. We're told in the Word of God to lift up our leaders, that they would be given godly insight and wisdom, especially for a time like this where it's so contentious, as you say, Robert, that we're talking above one another. We're not having that dialogue, that exchange of information. Because I still maintain, and I've always maintained this, that in a lot of ways we're like, a bunch of blindfolded individuals feeling different parts of the elephant. And maybe God designed it that way to force us to communicate with one another.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
I don't know. I'm just saying here, but for the spirit of unity and what we can gain together, again, there's enough empirical evidence. You look at the history of the United States and other empires and institutions that have been successful, unity has been at the core. That's what allows you to sustain. Once you start becoming embittered, and that's the dangerous part that we're in right now. I say we're. I'm talking about the United States of America. Is that there's just too much bitterness, and that clogs up the pipes of communication, and we start wasting a lot of money.
That's exactly what Jesus prayed for. Right?
Yeah.
You remember, he prayed for unity
right.
among his disciples and for all of us. And so I agree with you.
Well, in The Caring Society, in your book, which is such a blessing because it is that dialogue. It's the dialogue of different, different people who have come in and say, hey, look, here's my ideas. And I would gather that that's what your blessing is to the body politic here, is that we'd be blessed by this and we would enlarge our thinking and look at grander possibilities.
Yep. I think what we've done in the book is try to treat the Pope with a great deal of respect that he deserves and think about what he can teach us, but also what economists can teach to others.
Exactly. Well, and that's been an issue. It's been going on for decades, particularly in this country. Again, not to be so cynical, but this spirit of invalidation, that if we don't like what somebody says, then, we want to kick them out of the parade and out of the discussion. And we do so at a grave cost, don't we?
I think so.
Especially when you look at somebody who is the Pope. I mean, after all, God has selected him and put him in this position. Whether it's Pope Francis, President Trump, other leaders of the world, we are told that it is God that chooses them. So maybe we should be listening and communicating a little bit better, right?
Yes, and ultimately, I think the Holy Spirit was at work in selecting this Pope for us.
Amen.
And so even though no Pope can be perfect, they all make mistakes.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and you can drop us an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Always love to hear from you. Juan Gatton joins us now. He's the national spokesman for the Libra Initiative, and we're going to talk DACA. Stay with us here. Juan, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about this new ad campaign to protect dreamers. Why did the Libra Initiative and Freedom Partners feel like they had to do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's two main reasons. One is because there, unfortunately, is a problem in front of Congress, and it's a problem that's facing our nation. It's the fact that we have dreamers, kids who are here by no fault of their own, kids who are embedded in our communities, in our schools. They're contributing to our economy. They're contributing to our society. Many of them have graduated from college and now are working, business owners, entrepreneurs, and these individuals are facing uncertainty because the DACA program is in limbo. So it makes it's difficult for them to continue to build their businesses. It's difficult for them to continue to plan their lives here in our nation as contributors of our nation if they don't have that certainty. So that's the number one point. The second reason we launched this is because there's a frustration that Republicans and Democrats in Congress have not moved forward in a bipartisan way. We really feel that there needs to be pressure added so that they move forward. In 2017, we saw tax reform. We have a new tax law, which is bringing many benefits. But what are we doing now in 2018 to solve the problems that are facing our nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, regardless of how DACA has come about, because people get locked into a bucket of gum arguing that situation, the fact is we got a problem. And the president said, look, we need to do this that is consistent with the rule of law. Let's send it back to the legislature. They're the ones that need to handle this. And I got to tell you, I am really shocked, if not surprised, on this whole deal, because it's almost like they are forfeiting their responsibility here to do right by we the people, are they not?
Correct. I agree. There are two key points in this aspect as well. You're right in the sense that President Obama really stepped outside of his executive role and trying to move by creating this DACA program. So that's why we think our call is not for Trump to issue an executive order the way President Obama did, but we actually think that President Trump and Congress, acting through the legislative branch, can bring a permanent solution to this problem. I also remember, you know, everything from 4 years ago when Democrats had the majority in the Senate and at a certain point also had the majority in the House, and Republicans said, elect us so we can lead. Elect us so we can bring strong, conservative, sound policies. And we think this is that opportunity. They have both a majority in the Senate and the House. They have, their partner, President Trump, in the White House. So this is really the opportunity for them to show that we can apply free market principles to our immigration system. We can be the party that applies and puts those solutions forward. They need to, it has to be bipartisan. Democrats and Republicans need to work on this together. But the reality is that I think it's going to be a missed opportunity for both parties to act on this come the midterm elections. They could be running on the fact that they are the party of sound policies, free market policies in our immigration system. That could be a missed opportunity for them.
No, I agree with you, Wadi, on this because, this is what we look for. We look for the legislature to do its thing as a legislature. They're the ones that make the laws, and they've got to right a wrong here, because what we're talking about is a sense of fair-mindedness. And, we say kids. I mean, these are now young adults now, up to 30, 35 years old, that have been kind of, allowed to operate in the shadows. Now we have kind of a new definition because of what the Obama administration had created with this DACA program. So it needs to get squared away. And the fact that it's taken this long is disturbing for everybody, all parties, particularly the people that are affected directly by this DACA program.
Yeah, and interesting enough, we talk a lot about the uncertainty that the Dreamers face, but the reality is that they're so embedded in our society that this also creates uncertainty for their employers. So many of these Dreamers have gone, again, through our education system. They've gone through our universities. They're PhD holders. They have master's degree, bachelor's degree, and they now work and contribute in different industries, in technology, in hospitality. And the reality is that these employers, they're planning their future based on having employees, of having that brain power within their business and within their companies. And if DACA is completely rescinded, that's the avenue that these employers were able to hire these folks, because they now have a work permit. They now have the ability. So the uncertainty is not just to the Dreamers and their families, but it's to the businesses and to the companies that employ these individuals. And they contribute $1.2 billion in tax revenue. So they are, again, they through DACA, they've been able to come out of the shadows. They've passed background checks. They made sure that no criminals were allowed to participate in the program. These are individuals who are contributing to our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to get that number really certified, because the president went from, 700,000, now we're 1.3, and I've heard numbers anywhere from 1.3 to 1.8 million people could be affected. So he really doubled the effective number that the Democrats were even considering, which was a surprise to them. But, the Democrats can't look at, they can't help but look a gift horse in the mouth. They just think to that if President Trump is offering something like this, then there must be something wrong with it. But instead of just saying, hey, look, we need to be fair-minded. I mean, this wasn't something that these young people created for themselves. I mean, the fact of the matter is our own government allowed this to happen. And you've got people, as you say, have been here for 20 years. Where are they supposed to go? They can't. It's not like they're going to go back to Mexico. They have no relationship there. They only know America as their country, even, you know, adopted or somewhat compromised as it is. And that's disgusting. I mean, that's very disappointing that we've allowed this to happen. We have to right this wrong, and we have to do right by these dreamers, because this is our own ineptitude, our own government that created this.
Correct. Yeah, and I would agree on your first point. Democrats, I think also a motive that we've seen, unfortunately, is that for them, sometimes this is a political football. This is something that they like to use as a, you know, something to pin against the conservatives or the Republican Party.
Exactly.
But they now have an opportunity to show that they're not just about talking, that they actually want to find a solution. So we believe both parties have something to prove when it comes to this issue. One, there are elected officials. They should put parties aside, and they should focus on a solution. But at the same time, they can prove that they're not just about talking about immigration, but they are about doing and solving the problems under immigration. And, yeah, we believe as an organization that's focused on limited government and making sure that government is effective and efficient in its limited form, it's disappointing when a lot of our laws are broken. We believe in the rule of law, but we also believe in fixing laws that are bad laws, that are hurting families. And within our immigration system, unfortunately, there are a lot of laws that are flawed. And we think the first step should really be coupling a solution for dreamers with border security. So let's couple of these two things together. The moment we start adding too much into the bill, it becomes very complex. So let's take the first step of dreamers and border, and then we can take that second step of addressing our visa system,
yes,
our the rest of the undocumented population, and understanding that. But we need to take that first step. Without that, we're just going to be stagnant, and it's going to have negative impacts on our economy.
And to your point, Wadi, I think that doing the DACA program, it will. I think it'll open the conversation to deal with these greater issues. But one of the dominoes has to start to fall, and I would say probably the least to fall would be the DACA. And when I say fall, I mean to resolve it in such a way to where then they can say, look, we did this with DACA. We could use this same model to affect the other issues that we're dealing with. And I would agree with that perspective. You know, with the backing of 90% of Americans, finding a solution for dreamers,
yep,
can be a big win, as you say, for lawmakers on both sides, but we got to keep the pressure on them because, as you mentioned also, with the midterms, they're going to be a bit distracted, are they not? We got about 15 seconds. I'm going to let you summarize this, okay?
Correct, and that's it. We're just adding pressure. We're asking the community to be involved, people to visit our website, belibre.org, fill out our petition, and make sure that they're involved in hearing the most they can about this important issue.
Wadi Gatan, the national spokesman for the Libre Initiative. Wadi, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review
you new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to invent help. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. This song,
this is from Matt Hammett of Sanctus Real, singing the theme song of the soon-to-be-released movie Like Arrows. Bob Lapine joins us. He is the producer, senior vice president, chief executive officer of Family Life, and co-host of Family Life Today, Family Life's nationally syndicated radio program. A veteran of Christian radio, has a degree in communications from the University of Tulsa. Prior to joining Family Life in 92, Bob worked for local radio stations in Tulsa, Phoenix, Sacramento, San Antonio, author of The Christian Husband, the on-air voice for The Truth for Life with Alistair Begg, also serves on the executive committee for the National Religious Broadcasters. He and his wife, Mary Ann, live in Little Rock, Arkansas, where he also serves as an elder and teaching pastor at Redeemer Community Church. Bob, the problem is you're just not doing enough, I don't think, you know?
I'm tired just hearing you read all of that stuff.
I'm going to this. I go, you need prayer, brother. I mean, with
that's
all the,
what I need.
Yeah, with all that you're involved with, I mean, my goodness. And of course, you know, to be involved with Alistair Begg as well, I mean, what a blessing on many levels.
Privilege.
Yeah,
really
without,
great privilege. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, let's talk about Like Arrows. I saw the movie. obviously, just, you know, instantly fell in love with the theme song Like Arrows. You know, let's talk about, first of all, with Matt. How did you get Matt involved in this and the theme song?
Well, Matt's been a friend for years, and of course, you know, he had a big song with Sanctus Real called Lead Me.
Lead Me, yes.
His wife saying, lead me as a husband. And so we've connected around that theme. Matt speaks at our Weekend Remember Marriage getaways. Mm. And when we were working on this film, I called him and said, would you have any interest in doing a theme song for the movie? And I sent a copy of the screener to him. He looked at it, loved the movie, got together with his co-writer and wrote the song. And we just thought it was perfect for the movie and really a great song. So I'm glad you like it.
Well, you know, I glommed on it right away. I emailed you. I said, give me a copy. I want to make sure it's included in our interview. And whenever we get a chance, we play it with our family of listeners here so that they can be blessed. Because, well, I'll tell you, you know, there are some theme songs that are a little bit of a force fit, but this is perfectly matched for this movie.
Well, I appreciate that. I know Matt appreciates it. We just filmed, as you know, a music video of the song. And
right.
We've had about 400,000 people watch that in the last week. So we're excited that the song's getting some traction. Hope it'll get some people out to the theater next week to see Like Arrows when it's in theaters for two nights only.
Two nights, May 1st and May 3rd. So tell us how Family Life is now in the family film business.
Yeah. You know, it kind of happened by... I don't want to say by accident, let's say by divine providence. We set out about 2 years ago to start working on a video series on parenting. And part of the idea of that series was let's tell a continuing story of parents on the journey so that people can relate to what they're seeing and that'll open them up to the teaching that we're going to do. And I called Alex and Stephen Kendrick because they had been urging us to do the Art of Parenting video series. They were big fans of the Art of Marriage. And so I said, what do you think about this idea of a continuing story? And would you help us so that we don't mess it up? And, of course, they're great storytellers. They've done War Room and Courageous and Fireproof. And they locked on. They said, let's do it. Alex helped with the scripting. He agreed to be an actor in the series. And in the middle of making these vignettes, these chapters, we said to ourselves, what if we sewed all of this together? Do you think we'd have a movie?
Wow.
And as we continued to work, we just said, Lord, if you want this to be a movie, make that clear. And when we got all done and we put it together, it was pretty clear that it's more powerful to watch it in one sitting than to watch it chapter by chapter. And so that's how Like Arrows came to be. And the idea that it's going to be in theaters is just a real blessing. This is one of those exceedingly abundantly beyond what you ask or thought kind of moments for us.
Well, no doubt that Like Arrows will, even though you initially designed it to be individually looked at on a chapter by chapter basis, this is a small study group that will naturally, I think, will naturally flow into that. So whether you break it up in you know, episodes or people just take the movie itself and say, hey, we're going to take this part of the movie and let's just talk about that as a Bible study objective. What do you think?
Well, we went ahead and made an 8-part video series for parents called The Art of Parenting. Mm-hmm. That scenes from the movie that we're including in that video series that also includes input from Dennis and Barbara Rainey, Alistair Begg, Kevin DeYoung, Tim and Darcy Kimmel, lots of folks who are contributors to this. And, yeah, our hope is that the movie, we think of it as kind of session zero for the Art of Parenting video series. The movie will inspire and open up your heart, and then the teaching series comes along to better equip you as parents.
Well, we got to make sure that all that is linked on our website. So get the links to me because I want to make sure that we do everything we can to come alongside this effort here. Like Arrows, the message, the key message here that people are going to see two nights. It's a Fathom event, May the 1st and May the 3rd. You can get your tickets early and understand that Like Arrows, boy, I'm already awarded the Best Feature Film and Audience Choice Awards at the Christian Worldview Festival. So you're getting endorsements already about this movie. So tell our audience the message of Like Arrows.
We hope folks will walk away really with three big ideas from this movie. The first one is you've got to be purposeful as a parent. You've got to be focused. You've got to be on target. You can't be casual as you raise your kids. Secondly, no matter what mistakes you've made in the past, you can start a new day of parenting today. And I think a lot of parents have regrets and say, boy, I wish I could have some do-overs. We all do. I mean, we've all made mistakes or would do things differently the second time around. But God is a God who redeems our lives and who makes beauty from our ashes. So as parents, we want moms and dads to walk away going, okay, maybe we haven't done it all right up until this point, but today can be a new day. Mm-hmm. And then I think the third big message is, faith can't just be a component of your family and your parenting. It's got to be the core. Exactly. It's got to be central to what you're doing. We got to keep pointing people to Jesus, because at the end of the day, that's what matters most with your kids.
Mm-hmm. And because that's what's challenged at every turn, exactly. You know, as your children are growing up, the things they're exposed to in school. I liked, Bob, the way you approached this with the parents, the stars of the show here, of the movie, the way they consider themselves is what most people do, that, hey, we're good people, we think we got a handle on this, yeah, until they get to that point where they realize that they don't have a handle on it, and there's more to parenting than what they thought. It wasn't necessarily on-the-job training.
Yeah, we wanted to tell a real-life story. And I'll tell you, a lot of the scripting, I've raised five kids. Dennis and Barbara Rainey raised six kids. Mm. We've been through this journey, so we know where the challenges are. And so a lot of what you're seeing on the screen is scenes from the Lapine family life and Alex and Stephen Kendrick's life. I mean, we're dealing with real-life stuff that moms and dads face. Because we want people in the audience to watch this and go, yeah, we've been there. This is real. So how do we get help for this? And that's where we're trying to point people.
Exactly. And that's what I appreciate as well, is that it's not a finger-pointing situation. The way it comes across, the storytelling, it is very real, very relatable, that, parents can come away, and I think children of parents as well will be blessed to where, you know, they can say, okay, we can get on the same picture here, and I can start to see how this can work and seek out resources to help them right the ship.
And at the end of the day, if a mom and dad can walk away from this going, okay, maybe we haven't done everything right, but we can start the process, engage the process here. If there can be a turnaround in your family, that's what we show in our story. There's a key moment where a teenage daughter is about to head in the wrong direction, and you watch mom and dad engage, and you watch those relationships change, and you watch your life transformed because mom and dad got their act together.
Exactly. Well, as someone, as you say, with a long history of providing families with resources that enhance their relationships with each other and with God, how do you see Like Arrows transforming lives?
Well, we hope it will motivate and inspire the viewers to want to take the next steps. And you know, we provided this 8-part series that can be used in a small group, can be used in a church class. You can get together if your kids are in school and they've got friends. Get their parents to come over to your house for a potluck, for a meal, and then watch session one of The Art of Parenting. Mm-hmm. and say, would you guys want to come back next week and we'll go through session two? We hope that this will not just be a movie, but a movement, because
yes,
in our day, Bill, and you know this, there is a need for a groundswell of committed, purposeful, intentional parenting. If we want to see a change in our culture, and I think many of us do, that's got to start at home. That's
exactly.
Got to start with moms and dads. And the revolution that we're looking for, the revival we're looking for, can start there. So that's what we're hoping will happen.
Like Arrows, May the 1st and 3rd, a Fathom event. Get your tickets now. Bob Lapine, thank you so much. Senior Vice President, Chief Creative Officer of Family Life, and co-host of Family Life Today.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook.